You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Here's a program from our archives.
Right now, it's mating season for a bird that some Native Americans used to think wasn't worth hunting. They thought these birds were just too stupid, and eating one of them would dull a hunter's warlike tendencies. That bird is the wild turkey. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet. Today, most hunters have no qualms about stalking turkeys, and during mating season, this call, or a reasonable imitation, should attract females of the species. When a male wild turkey is looking for a mate, he'll fly up into a tree, start gobbling, and hope for the best. Then, when the couple meet, they engage in an elaborate courtship dance, posturing and posing in a kind of pre-mating checkup. Millions of wild turkeys can be found performing this ritual throughout the country in 49 of the 50 states. But according to James Earl Kennemer, Vice President of Conservation Programs for the National Wild Turkey Federation, not long ago, the population of turkeys had dropped dangerously low. Only recently have conservation efforts allowed the birds to regain their numbers.
The wild turkey was at its lowest point around the turn of the century, probably numbered around 30,000 turkeys. They had essentially retreated into some of the areas that were inaccessible to man because a lot of the country had been cleared for farming about the turn of the century. When the Depression came and we started reverting back into some of the old fields and some timbered areas coming back, it set the stage for the wild turkey to come back. So from that 30,000 around the turn of the century, we're around 4 million today, and that's a million more than we had in 1986. So it's really a marvel in the conservation movement.
This archival program is part of our 30th anniversary celebration. If you want to hear more, check out our podcast.